This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA flash briefing.
Oklahoma suffers more tornadoes than any other state, and they have the highest per capita rate of women in U.S. prisons. They rank second in the number of teen births per 100,000 teenage girls. And they have the nation's third highest rate of uninsured residents. 13.9% of all Oklahomans lack health coverage. As if that's not enough, they have a new claim to fame. It's the worst place to live in the U.S. for anyone with a rare disease. This is according to the National Organization for Rare Disorders, or NORD. Every year since 2015, they've graded all 50 states from A to F for their performance on issues for the 30 million Americans who have rare diseases. In the 2019 report, Oklahoma received a whopping 5 Fs. This was more than any other state. They got an F for medical nutrition, protection for out-of-pocket prescriptions, individual insurance protections, Medicaid eligibility, and step therapy. However, they did get Bs in two other categories, one for newborn screening and one for home and community-based services. An Oklahoma volunteer at NORD named Jade Day says they need help. Jade is also VP of the nonprofit group A Twist of Fate ATS. Another issue is that they can't seem to keep doctors. For example, the Children's Hospital in Tulsa just dissolved their pediatric cardiovascular surgery program. They have plenty of general doctors, but lack specialists. Oklahoma has a population of just under 4 million people, and it's also dealing with an opioid crisis. Earlier this year, the state and Purdue, who's the maker of OxyContin, agreed to a $270 million out-of-court settlement. This was the first time a company was held accountable for more than two decades of death and addiction due to prescription opioids. Under the terms of the deal, Purdue will contribute $102 million toward a new foundation for addiction treatment and research at Oklahoma State University. They will also pay an additional $75 million in personal funds over 5 years. The opioid crisis is a symbol of Oklahoma's deeper problems when it comes to healthcare, and much of it is tied to poverty. In Jade's small town, she experiences opioid deaths every week, and she thinks that the state is losing focus. Earlier this year, Jade and her friends petitioned the Oklahoma Supreme Court for expanded Medicaid access. They are currently trying to collect the necessary 178,000 signatures. Poverty is still a huge problem no matter where you go in Oklahoma. Jade City is so impoverished that every child in her district gets free breakfast and lunch, even the doctor's kids. And if you drive 30 minutes out of Tulsa, she said towns are dying. Malls have closed and stores have shut down. Part of the problem is Oklahoma's huge dependence on the oil and gas industry. When petroleum prices drop, workers' hours get cut, or they're laid off. Then, there's an Indian population that suffers from generational PTSD, alcoholism, and heavy crystal meth use. And if your state is impoverished, you're not going to recruit the doctors and professionals that you need to treat rare disease patients. Jade's 11-year-old son, Gavin, has FG syndrome. It causes learning difficulties, weak muscle tone, cardiac defects, and vision problems. A lot of friends have asked Jade why she hasn't moved to another state. She said she can't because Oklahoma is her home. She lives inside a Cherokee Nation, and it's hard to leave that comfort zone. As far as why Oklahoma ranked so poorly this year, it could be a matter of educating the elected officials who can influence policy changes at the state level. On the other end of the spectrum, California consistently scores the highest when it comes to parameters for rare disease patients. Other states that ranked well are Minnesota and New York. They each got 4 A's. At the other extremes were Arkansas, Hawaii, Kansas, Kentucky, and Mississippi. They each had 3 Fs. And a lot of these issues are state-specific. At the national level, NORD can only ensure that there's equitable access and treatment available. For example, newborn screening is both a federal and state issue. In the end, the idea of this state report card isn't to shame anybody, but to affect change in state capitals. In every report, there is a positive. A lot of times when faced with a failing grade, officials are first to ask what they can do to help and make it better.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Hey everyone, and happy Friday. Today, I just wanted to highlight a few of our recent columns, which you can find on our main website at www.smanewstoday.com. The first is by Brianna Albers, in her column, The Wolf Finally Frees Itself. In this post, titled The Interactions That Stay With Me, Brianna writes about ableist interactions and how she deals with receiving awkward comments from strangers. This post went up on October 14th. Then in Kayla Godin's column, The Mermaid Chronicles, she writes in the post, I'm adapting to my new diagnosis, about receiving a diagnosis of MS. She writes about how she's dealt with this news and what this transition is like for her. This post went up on October 15th. Then in Michael Kasten's column, Five Servings of Strength, he writes about taking his son and daughter to parent-teacher conferences and how this interacts with life with SMA. You can read this post, Ella and Henry Make Me Proud at Their Parent-Teacher Conferences, which went up on October 16th. Finally, in Halsey Blocker's column, From Where I Sit, she writes about having nurses at home and what it's like to have that kind of care. This post, titled My Family is Thankful for the Nurses Who Care for Me at Home, went up on October 18th. You can check out these columns and more, and we would love to hear from you in our SMA News Today forums. If you haven't already joined those, be sure to register today. We would love to hear from you. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.